Blog Talk Radio.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship Him. The Bible declares that we are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For He alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw Him, they fell down and worshipped Him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshipped Him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened, and they presented unto Him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship, the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship Him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless His holy name. If He's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless His name. Begin to bless His name. Come on and bless His name.
Oh, this is Prophecy Alive. I am prophet and seer. God will move if you just let him. 347-539-5173. Press 1. I'll be glad to talk to you. Let's agree together for a mighty breakthrough in your life. This is Prophecy Alive, 347-539-5173. Feel free to call in. I'll be glad to answer your call. God bless you. You are on Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
Good evening. Do you hear me, Prophet?
Yes, I can hear you well. God bless you.
Okay. Amen. But I have a little concern in my life. Just wanted some prayers.
But I can sense it now. With you, I see stairs. I see stairs. I see stairs. And I see the stairs going up and down. It's almost as, okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. One is going up while the other is going down.
Uh-huh.
Can you see that?
Oh, yes.
Well, there are things that is taking place for you. It's going to be a complete surprise. While something is going up, something is coming down. I want you to know that you're on, you're like Jacob. There are a lot of apologies that should be given to you. Take your eyes off of anything that's owed to you. I want you to no longer expect that which you have a right to have. I want you to release everyone. Because they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't even know what they were saying.
Yeah. Okay.
And I want you to know that you got miracles coming to you, and they're going to speed up after this conversation. It was the Holy Spirit that had you to call.
Yes.
For me to release, there it goes, into your life that which God has planned. And some things have been held up. And they've been held up because of you, and not because you tried to. It's because your focus have gotten off of God. You remember Peter, he was walking on the water, and as soon as he took his eyes off Jesus, he began to sink. And then Jesus lifted him up, and he assisted him. And this is what is happening to you. I decree in the name of Jesus, it is God that blessed you. It is God that gave you the boost that you need for the work that he has called you to do. And the Holy Spirit would overshadow you and give you that which you need spiritually to endure the many tests that has come and will come. I also sense in the area of love, all of your life, it's been somewhat of a challenge.
Yes.
This came from generations before you. There's been so much unhappiness with the females. Am I talking to you?
Absolutely.
But this thing will turn. And God will give you healing and will give the women in your generation happiness.
Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name.
Anything else on your heart?
Concerning my business. And I just pray to God for favor upon my life. This will turn my life completely around. And I'm kind of surprised in a way that, I thought I was doing everything that God wanted me to do. I'm a minister, and God has used me in different ways. And I'm still trusting God that things will turn around, because this meant a lot to me, so much more. And to see this kind of just fall apart, I mean, I just told the Lord today, I said, well, Lord, this door is closed, but I know you open other doors because I don't understand why that happened, but only God knows.
You are like a plant that needs a bigger
pot.
Do you hear me?
Oh,
and sometimes
yes,
we can get so accustomed because of our love. You see, the enemy uses your love against you. Okay?
Yes.
So you have to master and ask God to give you the wisdom how to hand out that love. When
yes.
doors close, get excited, not sad.
Amen. Amen.
The stairs going up, and as one go up, the stairs coming down. Something,
yes.
things are being handed to you.
Yes.
When God begins to move, you know, so many of us, we pray for a move of God. Oh, God, I want you to move. But when God began to move, he has to shut doors.
Yes,
oh, Jesus. Don't you know if God hadn't shut the door on Joseph, he would have never got promoted?
Oh, amen.
When God closes doors, he's saying, I don't want to use those people or that person or that leader to bless you. I've actually fired them from that assignment.
Amen.
So your promotion
Amen.
Is here, okay? No more
Amen.
Broken relationships, God will mend relationships, but leaves will fall from a tree, but
mm-hmm.
branches will stay. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Thank you, Father. God bless you, too.
It'll be a covenant partner with me in prayer, woman of God, and do call
Absolutely.
As the Lord leads you. God bless.
Absolutely. Thank you. God bless you, too, you and your wife.
Yes. Yes, that call just blessed my spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that something that God said? There's something going up and something going down. Praise God. I thank God for all of you. Let me go to the next caller. To God be the glory. God bless you. You are on Prophecy Alive.
God bless you, man of God.
God bless
you. How are
you? Wonderful.
I have something I want to share with you just real quick, if that's okay.
You go ahead, man.
The word of God says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. I just wanted to share that for your listeners. Just let them know that, you know, they're believing for some things, but they're not wholeheartedly holding on to the belief of their prophets. And so I just wanted to share that with you and bless you with that quick word, man. The scripture confirms that if you listen to your prophet, you shall prosper. You will be established. So you need to do that.
God bless you. How may I help you?
God bless you, too. Thank you for taking my phone call. This is my first time calling in, and then I'm excited to get through. And I'll tell you, I'm at the, I believe, the end of a very difficult seven-year season. Lost everything and been living really rough. It's been a rough road. I'm believing God said yes and amen to things I haven't received yet. And if you have any word on that, or if you just pray in agreement that God would, according to his will, release
I thank
the
God
things that...
Yes, I thank God for you calling. The Lord dropped something like this in my spirit, and I began to speak it earlier. And your call is sort of saying the same thing. What's your first name, ma'am?
My name's Noel.
I thank God for you. I see a ship, a yacht looking, and I see an ocean. And for some reason, you're the only one on this giant a boat-like. And you're there. You're peaceful. Seems like the atmosphere is tropical. In the atmosphere, there is a storm. There is a storm. As a matter of fact, you spoke according to what the Holy Spirit said to me, because sometimes when I bring a caller in, immediately God would deal with me before I bring a caller in. And what he's showing me that this boat represents you, your life, your genealogy, your ministry, and the good, the bad, the ugly in your life. But you are coming out of this as pure gold. At the bottom of the sea, there's treasures. God wants you to know that you're in the same position as Peter. You recall Jesus saying to Peter, go get the fish. He put his hand in the fish mouth. Out comes what, woman of God?
The coin.
And he was able to take care of some business. Amen?
Amen.
And the word was, render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and to God. God is saying to me that all of your back bills are totally, the debt is totally wiped out. And this fish is a miracle fish. Take your right hand right now. You have your right hand up?
Yes.
Do you have your Bible near you?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Well, by faith you do, right?
Yes.
So reach, praise God, reach down and see your Bible turn to Isaiah 55 and 11. Do you see that?
Yes.
Reach your hand as though you're reaching it down inside of the Bible. Turn to Isaiah 55 and verse 11. And I want you to reach and I want you to make a fist as you grab things and come up. Now, I want you to throw it up as though you're throwing it up to God. Now, one, two, three, go. You released it?
Yes.
Now, I say to you and prophesy to you, mark this day down. Write this word down, and every word that has gone forth out of your mouth has been accomplished. And the words are coming back to you in abundance.
God,
I dare you to give God a praise. Hallelujah.
I praise God.
Now, this day forward, some things that people will call strange are going to happen to you. You're going to have a relative bless you. It's a woman. She's going to put something in your hand. And that's going to be the start of unusual miracles. Say that, unusual miracles.
Unusual miracles. Yes.
Say unique miracles.
Unique miracles.
Do you remember when the raven fed the prophet? Ravens are unclean. Am I right?
Yes.
So God took something that was unclean and he fed his prophet to show his prophet that God can use anyone.
Thank you, God.
The spirit of prophecy is on you, woman. Hear
Thank
me before
God.
I let you go. The spirit of prophecy has been on you from birth. As a matter of fact, the spirit of prophecy is all in your family. And this is why the enemy has fought you. He's fighting the anointing that is on your life. Ah, there's something strong I feel from your father.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You have a mantle that's been passed to you, and you're going to fulfill about five people's calling. This is crazy.
Sure.
Hallelujah. Sure. Ooh, Jesus. No sickness will be able to stand before you. And this is why God has allowed you to experience the trouble and the trials. It's because he's maturing you and he's getting ready to reveal himself in you. So you...
Love Talk Radio.
Love Talk Radio. Hi, my name is Elisha William Owensby. My dad will be with you shortly. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. May observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you shall have good success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad.
God bless you. I am so happy that you've tuned into Prophecy Alive, and I am your host, Prophet and Seer, Roderick. God is so good, and I want you to understand that the power of God is available to all of us. All God wants us to do is simply trust in Him. Believe that He is what He said that He is. You know, we cannot have a right conception of God, listen, unless we think of Him as all-powerful. Do you believe that God is all, absolutely all-powerful? Not only all-powerful, but He's all-wise. He knows all things. He who cannot do what He will and perform all His pleasure cannot be God. God hath a will to resolve what He deems good. So has He power to execute His will. You see, the power of God is that ability and strength whereby He can bring to pass whatsoever He pleases, whatsoever His infinite wisdom may direct Him to do, and whatsoever God's holiness, yes, He's a holy God, His will may resolve. I want you to know that God is ready. God's power is like Himself, infinite, eternal. His power cannot even be described, incomprehensible. It can neither be checked, it can't be restrained, it cannot be frustrated by His creation. You know, God has spoken. I was reading Psalm 62 and 11. God had spoken once, twice have I heard this. Listen to this. That power belongeth unto God. God has spoken once. Nothing more is necessary. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but His word abideth forever. God has spoken. Do you believe today, as you are, as the phones are coming in fast on Prophecy Alive, I'm going to go to the phones. I've prayed, prepared myself, because I don't have the power. Power belongs to God. But if you would simply believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe His true prophets, and you will prosper. God wants you to prosper. When you hear that word prosper, don't think material. That's secondarily. Think spiritual, and then your mind is correct, and God can answer you, and then you won't be praying amiss. Understand this. I'm trying to help you. Oh, glory. And when you seek God first and when you desire Him, I began this broadcast by saying that God is all powerful. Which would you choose if God said to you, I want you to have me? I want to walk and talk with you. I want to be your friend. I want to be your God. Or if God would offer you money, which would you choose? I heard a woman say God. And see, God hears you. And when you desire Him, that's when all of the other benefits come. It will come and continue to come. We want God. God is all powerful. He wants us to choose Him. He that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You see, when you put God first, that means you're seeking God. You want Him. You want to taste. You want to feel. You want His presence. And this is what God is after. Of course, God knows your needs. But ultimately, let's think about this. What we really need is God. And when God displays and shares His power, oh, what a fellowship. What a joy divine. Praise God. Well, let's go to the phones right now. Praise God. God bless you. You are on Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
I just want to thank you for taking my call and for being obedient to answer the call of the Lord, because this has been a blessing. I called in, this is my second time, and I'd asked for prayer for my son with an legal issue. And you had me, you know, declaring that it's overturned. However, you know, he's still challenged by it, as a matter of fact. It's at the point now where it really needs a miracle. And so I need, I'm calling concerning that, because I wondered if there's something else that I need to do. Because the Lord says, be still and wait on Him. And sometimes I wonder, you know, not that I don't know what that means, but is there something that I need to do to get it done, or talk to this one or that one? And so, you know, I've been challenged with those, the answer to those questions. And then secondly, I needed prayer for, I've been having this discomfort in my digestive area and the entire stomach area. Like, I don't know if it's stress that's causing it, but also fibroids. And I've been believing God for my healing. God has called me into full-time ministry. This is my seventh year, and I've just been walking completely by faith. For the last, this last 2 or 3 years, it has been really, really challenging. But, you know, He comes through in trickles. And there were some words that came forth from you that was very powerful, and I've been just standing and declaring it. But the last week or so has been really, really challenging. So I needed for someone to really touch and agree with me, or to just share what the Lord is saying on your heart.
This is what I'm here for. I'm not moved by, and I don't want you to be moved by, what we can see and hear in the natural.
Yes.
I want you to know that it looked like that Pharaoh, after the children of Israel by the hand of God through Moses was delivered from Egypt, and Pharaoh sent his soldiers. You know the story.
Mm-hmm.
God, for some reason, God tickles me now for some mm-hmm. reason, and I'm laughing because when you said what you said, I heard God say, now I can show my power. Mm-hmm. See, God doesn't want to deal with mediocrity, even in mm-hmm. evil, because the Lord created mm-hmm. good and evil.
Right.
He said to Adam and Eve, don't touch this tree of the knowledge of good and what? Evil.
Evil. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he is an awesome God. And because he's God, he loves a challenge. Do you hear me? So when mm-hmm. it looks like it's getting worse, listen closely, all of mm-hmm. you that are listening across this nation. When mm-hmm. it looks like it's getting worse, it's getting better in the spirit.
Mm.
It's supposed to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it goes. Because mm-hmm. if God is God and he is God, he loves a challenge. Let me give you a natural illustration. A good boxer wants a good match. He doesn't want to mm-hmm. fight anyone that's been beaten by someone else. He want to fight the one that defeated a great fighter. It gives him mm-hmm. a greater challenge. God is working this out for you, and he wants you to understand. And you said, what should I do? Stand still. He told you.
Mm.
You just stand. Having done all to stand, do what? Stand therefore. Put on the armor of God. Your faith is pleasing God, woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it was faith that had you call, for you did not call me. You called just a servant that's connected
yeah.
with the same God you serve. So we do touch mm-hmm. and agree, watch this, in praise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We celebrate
mm-hmm.
your son's victory.
Yes.
There's some stubbornness that God is working out of him.
Yes.
You understand. And
yes.
because you are mother, you know, Mary didn't want to see her son go through that.
Mm, he just said that to me the other day.
You see how mm-hmm. God is bringing it back now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you,
mm-hmm.
mother, I want to exhort you and encourage you that the Holy Spirit is the comforter. The Holy Spirit is going to give you a dream. And the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to you in this dream the strategy of God.
Mm-hmm.
When it looks dark, you just get inside and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Let God handle this.
Because
mm-hmm. God's not only going to free him from this issue, God is going to free him from the bondage.
Mm. And that has been my prayer. Yes.
Now, in your stomach, there's an acid buildup.
Mm.
Anxiety is the cause of all of this.
Mm.
You are not even
mm-hmm.
sick.
Mm.
You're just so full of love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know love took Jesus to the cross?
Yes.
Let me give you some wisdom.
Yes.
Be careful with this love. That's
mm-hmm.
why the Holy Spirit comes to help our infirmities. We know not what to pray for. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As we ought, but the Holy Spirit make it what? Intercession for us with what? Groanings that cannot be uttered. Now I want to give you some good news. This is also funny to me. Oh, I love you,
mm-hmm.
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in your temple, which is God's temple, the Holy Ghost is speaking words in your soul and in your spirit. The Holy Spirit is prophesying things to you, and you're not getting the understanding now, but that's okay. The revelation
mm-hmm.
is being acted out like a movie. Even your
mm-hmm.
son is, listen, your son is a part of the play. God
mm-hmm.
has written the script. Wasn't his birth something to think about? Wasn't
mm-hmm.
your oh my God, wasn't
mm.
your pregnancy? Oh, karata. Wasn't
mm.
your pr- pregnancy something to ponder on?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the circumstances surrounding his birth something to ponder on? And even before the seed was planted, God began to deal with your issues.
Hmm.
You're carrying weight from people who have gone on. You be loose today.
Mm.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I see weight coming off of you. I see like a turtle back.
Mm.
Weight is coming off of you right now.
Thank
you will
Jesus.
No longer carry others' burden.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I see this
Thank
in
you,
Jesus'
Lord.
Mighty name.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, I feel this right in my
Thank
chest.
Thank you, Lord.
You're free right now. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Mm.
Yes, yes, yes. Mother, it's going in and out of you, and the Holy Spirit is walking in you, cleaning house, debris from the past.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. You feel somewhat responsible, and somewhat the enemy has tried to put the spirit of guilt and condemnation on you.
Yeah.
Through words spoken. And because mm-hmm. you're such a, and I'm going to say what I hear, such a sweetheart, you take things to heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you be free. You be free.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody guilty but the devil.
Amen.
Oh, I love it.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Now we're going to continue to, I see a jail cell. It flashes
mm-hmm.
before my eyes. God's going to do him like Peter.
Mm.
You see, Rhoda and the women were praying, wasn't they, about Peter?
Yes.
And the angel of the Lord went and smote Peter on his side. And when Peter came to himself, he was delivered from prison.
Mm.
I want you to focus on that story, and I want you to stand still. And not, and I have to say this way to you, because the mm-hmm. love that God gave me is straight up love. I don't sugarcoat, but I
mm-hmm.
do it in love and kindness. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. What I see happening, there is an evil spirit in the judiciary system surrounding your son.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to figure out how much money they can make. You understand?
Yes, yes.
But see,
yes.
God's going, he said he's going to overturn. You stand back and get out of God's way.
Yes.
And you tell
yes.
God, I release my son to you. Once you, Abraham,
mm-hmm.
remember Abraham, once
mm-hmm.
you put your son in God's hand and let him go, that's
mm-hmm.
when you're going to see the change happen.
Yes, yes.
But I'm going to give you a warning. God said, continue
yes.
to let God have him.
Yes.
Because he's a prophet.
Yes, yes. Yes.
He is a prophet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some woman hurt him. Some woman
yes.
hurt him. This is what I'm getting now. He's
yes.
carrying pain.
Yes.
But he's free right now. I send the word to him right now.
Thank you,
the Holy
Jesus.
Spirit is taking his mind over, his will over, and this is going to be a testimony. He's going to be in crusades. Mighty power going to be displayed in his
Jesus.
Mouth. And he's going to remember, and this will be a everlasting testimony of his liberty.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And through this, he's developing a spiritual righteous indignation for bondage.
Yes.
So your body is healed.
Amen. I receive my
God
healing.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
We're going to do more talking at the next time. Yeah. Go ahead, Mom.
Yes. No, I was just saying thank you for praying and for declaring the word of the Lord. And, you know, I'll continue to pray for your ministry. And you can continue to pray for mine. We have an anniversary that's coming up. On October 5th, I'm in Florida, by the way, and it's a women's organization that caters to women and young people and, you know, just all those different things.
That's October 5th, 5th?
Yeah, October 5th, yes. And it's going to be this
3 days
time.
Later is my birthday and my wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow.
I'm
going
to ask God to do something special for you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
On that day, something. You know what I hear? Increase.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Father, we give you all the glory. Thank you. I agree with this woman of God, and we give you all the glory. I feel a strong covenant agreement, and I thank God for her household has become mine and my queen and Lord. I thank you that we are covenant and we serve a covenant God. Let it be well with her, her children's children's children. Lord, bless her with an extension of great life and prosperity. Raise her ministry up so that it will become visible to the nation. I ask you this in Jesus' mighty name, and I know you hear us when we pray.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Tangible visibility, I decree it in Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' name, amen. And one part of the name of the ministry is Covenant, so that's significant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for
yes.
you. We'll bless you, and we'll
bless
talk
you.
Soon.
Yes. Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome. Good night. Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I'm coming next with my good friend Johnny. He's going to give a great testimony, and I want you to get ready to hear this young man. God has done so many miracles in his life, and I thank God for him. Johnny is coming next with his testimony. Praise God. After this.
Blog Talk Radio.
Give me your holy word. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Now I go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Give me your holy
word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear, then
I know what to do.
Then I know what to do.
I won't go alone.
Never won't go
alone. I'll never go on.
This is Prophecy Alive. I am so glad that you've tuned in. And now comes tonight. I have a young man with me. His name is Johnny. He has a great testimony. And I want you all to be blessed by him. Hello, Johnny.
Hi.
God bless you. I am so happy that you are my special guest. And I just wanted the people to hear your testimony. And earlier we were talking, and I was so moved by the words that you said. Let's just begin and start off, and you go ahead and take it away. Take us through your spiritual journey, where God has brought you from past, present, and future. Welcome, Johnny.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here and to talk on your show. I've had a pretty colorful spiritual journey, and I really want to get my story out there because I think a lot of the people that have been through the similar situations that I went through don't end up in a good place and don't end up finding God like I did. I was raised in church. I just never really pursued a relationship with God like I should. I just had so many distractions in my life. There was sports, there was band and music and friends, and Jesus Christ always took a back burner. It was just something, some place to go on Sunday morning. And that was fine for a while, or so I thought. When I started getting older, when I was in high school, there was a lot of other bad influences out there that I wasn't accustomed to. There was music and movies and drugs. I ended up getting into drugs, dabbling into drugs in high school. And had some fun times with friends. Well, the people I thought they were my friends. What I would eventually learn was that the people using drugs were constantly seeking after their own gratification, and there can't be no friendship. So right off the bat there, even before I'm out of high school, you know, as I'm coming into being a man and deciding who I am, figuring out who I am and what I'm going to do with my life, I'm already going astray with people that are deceiving me. And that's one of the things that is really profoundly horrible about drug abuse, is that it's so misrepresented in culture. It's like a phenomenon. It's glamorized by culture. TV shows and movies, rock bands, you know, you just go to the mall and it's on T-shirts and magazines. And it's even portrayed as something that will get you closer to God. And that somehow that using drugs is like an enlightenment. And I got sucked into all that, and I really hurt myself and my friends and my family really bad through all this. I was sucked into this for about 9 years total before things started to turn around. You know, and I didn't know what I was doing. When people use drugs, their mind is impaired, and I couldn't think straight. I was intoxicated. And so, you know, just everything was going wrong for me. I was losing my jobs. I was losing my friendships and my relationships. And one would think, perhaps, at that time I would turn back to look for God, that I would remember some of those things that I was taught as a child. Well, I still wanted, in my own selfishness, in my own simpleness, to find God on my own terms. I wanted a God that would be okay with me using every moment and resource of my life to please myself. Well, what I eventually found is another great evil that I hope when people hear this, that it will touch somebody's soul tonight. But I got wrapped up in false religions and occultism and tarot cards and Ouija board and that type of demonic stuff that the Bible talks about, witchcraft. And these books that I were reading about occultism promised this hidden knowledge, but they never told you what it was. It was like the author had the hidden knowledge and he was trying to lead you to it. And it was always just out of your grasp. You knew it was there, you know, that it was something, but you could never quite get it because the author was always smarter than you were. And this whole time, going with drugs and then on top of that, dabbling in occultism and these other different things, and my life was just going downhill even further. And one day, something happened, and it turned my life around immediately. It was just like, boom, 180. I wasn't perfect at that time. I didn't completely give everything to God all in an instant, but something happened. My mother, who still goes to church, always went to church, and now I know is always praying for my soul through this whole thing. She gave me a copy of the New Testament, just a little paperback, simple paperback copy of the New Testament. And I had a Bible. I already had probably multiple copies of the Bible. This was special, that this was a divine appointment. This was the Word of God coming into my hands and a shiny, glossy new cover and something that attracted me, like, hey, maybe there's something to this. But what that was, it wasn't the glossy cover. I believe that was the Holy Spirit saying, you need this. This is your antidote. This is your direction. And I gave it a chance, and I don't even know why. I couldn't explain it at the time, but I started reading it. And this book was so powerful. With someone at this time with a mind full of occultism, a mind full of all these far-out theories and far-out belief systems. This story, this man Jesus, and his words and his story was so powerful that it made a whole shelf full of occult books look like a pile of rubbish. It made them all look totally full of air and totally meaningless and totally worthless. And I wasn't even through Matthew yet. Just hearing Jesus' words, that was truth. The occultism promised truth. The drugs supposedly were supposed to bring you enlightenment. But reading the words of Jesus Christ, really, for myself, because I wanted to, because I was open to that, and letting it speak to my soul, it rang, it struck a chord profoundly deep within me that rung to the very, very core of my being. And I knew that there was nothing like this on this earth, that this was God. And I continued to read, and I was actually so excited about reading the Bible that I couldn't wait to get home from work and read more. Well, that was just the beginning of my spiritual journey, my journey to God. There was about another 3 years of my life after that where God was fine-tuning me, pruning me, so to speak, that I could bear good fruit for him. The occult books that I had were the first thing to go because I knew that they were worthless and I knew that they were telling me lies. I threw them out. But the drugs were... It took a little... I really enjoyed doing drugs. That was something that it's... You know, there's people that are alcoholics and people that overeat and people that... Pornography, you know, and those things are enjoyable. But what I realized that was... I cannot do this and serve God. I can't use drugs once a week. I can't use drugs just once a month. It's not okay to just stick my toe into that. I have to completely give it up. And the Bible says in Galatians to walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. These things are contrary to one another. And also that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And I had come so far in my spiritual journey, I knew in my soul that these things were wrong, and I could not do it anymore. I had to make a choice. And I remember specifically the night where I chose that I am going to give my life to God. I'm going to dedicate my life to God, and whatever His will is, that's what I'm going to do. And I was actually laying in my bed getting ready to go to sleep, and I made that decision. And I just felt this rush of the Holy Spirit enter into my body. The power of the Holy Spirit, I felt confident. I felt unafraid. I felt His power and presence. And from there, I drifted off into sleep. A couple hours later, I woke to an evil presence in my room, and this was a real heavy evil presence that it's, I know something is there. This was an entity, this was an evil spirit there in my room, and I knew it was there, and I knew I had to get rid of it. That's not what I wanted, and that had to go. And so this presence is so heavy, I'm trying to get out these words, and it's like I'm literally being choked. Like the Spirit's literally choking me. But I was able to say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke you. And it was gone. Never to return. Never had an experience like that again. And I believe that was the evil spirit that was tempting me and leading me down this path. And I decided against that path. And then I was brought to that choice. And I thank God that He gave me the grace. I thank God that He gave me His word in the Holy Bible to be able to come to that realization, to to give that truth right to me and say, "You, there's a way out. There's a salvation. Believe in my son and follow him." And that was the best choice I ever made in my whole life. And my life has just gotten better since then. I'm now married. I have a wonderful wife. I attend church every week, and I'm coordinating a Bible study. I'm even teaching Sunday school. If I was to go back to myself when I was living in sin and suggest that one day my life will be like this, that I'll be happy, that I'll have fulfillment, that I will feel God's presence and do God's will, and all these things would happen, I wouldn't have even believed it. I mean, it's so good how God will bless those with his spirit, that God will bless those who do his will. And so I just want to share that. I wanted to share that because I know there's people out there that are struggling with drugs. I know when I was using drugs, my conscience was dirty. I wasn't happy. I knew my life wasn't right. And I just want those people to know that there is hope, that there is a blessed hope, that there's a power, that there's a Holy Spirit. And if they want to make that choice, that God will come right now. And they can do that right now and turn their life around today. And it is real for those who have faith and those who put their trust in Jesus. And that is real. And you can make that choice and do that today.
Wow. I thank God I can feel his presence. Johnny, the Lord sent you. And many of you have heard and are listening to this testimony of this young man who reminds me of the Apostle Paul and how he was on his road to Damascus and the light shined as it did on Johnny. Saul was his name at that time. And here he was going to persecute more Christians. And he thought he was doing God a service. But Johnny is here. Many of you are at the point where you need a Jesus Christ experience. From across this nation, won't you receive Christ right now? Johnny, pray for the people that are ready. I can feel it. They are ready, and they were touched and moved by your testimony. Say a word of prayer and lead them to Jesus.
Thank you. I would ask everybody to pray along with me. Pray in your heart. Say these words with me in your heart. God, I need you. God, I need you. But there are things in my life that are displeasing to you. I'm hurting myself. I'm hurting other people. I need to just trust in you. I want to give my life to you right now. I know that I can do all things through Christ. I promise to seek your will with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my being. I promise to find where I am supposed to be. I promise to go to church every week. It may not be the church that I went to as a kid. It may not be the one church that I visited. But lead me, oh Lord, where you need me to grow, where you need me to minister to others, where you need me to use my spiritual gifts to show what a blessing that I am. by blessing other people, by helping other people, because there are other people out there that need me right now. They need me right now. And so, oh Lord, I'm going to trust in you right now. I lay my life before you right now. I am yours. Lead me by your Holy Spirit. Give me the strength to put away those things that are wrong, that are bad, and I know what those are. I know what those are. You know what those are. Only through your strength can I overcome these things. And that is my will right now. I give my life to you. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know that you've worked a miracle in my life right now. I know that it is done. I know that the price has been paid, and all you ask for me is my life, to give it into your loving arms. And that's right where I need to be. And so, Jesus, I trust you, and I give you my life from this day forward. Amen.
Thank you so much, Johnny. Thank you so much. I can feel his presence, Johnny. And bless you and your household. We're going to have him back, ladies and gentlemen, at a later time. This has been a fulfilling evening on Prophecy Alive. And I praise God for you and love what God is doing in your life. And as I said, I was so touched and moved by your testimony, as I was again tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Johnny, young man who truly have an experience and know that God is what he said that he is. He's a life-changing God. You reach
Amen.
Out to him, and I know you've been touched and moved. God, we
Amen.
Give you glory. We give you glory. Thank
glory
you. Any last words? Any last words you want to say before we let you go, Johnny?
May the Lord bless you all. He has so many blessings just waiting for you. Just waiting for you. He's knocking on the door right now all the time. He's got something good for you to uplift your spirit, to give you hope, to give you peace. And persevere. Persevere in prayer. Open that Bible and read it. There's something for you there. A lot of things.
Yes, it is. Johnny, love you. Thank you. Bless
Thank
your
you so
home.
Much.
We will talk again. God bless you, Johnny.
May the Lord bless you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. I know that you have been blessed by this broadcast. Well, this is all the time I have tonight. Tomorrow, night. We will be back on air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I enjoyed that testimony by my dear brother Johnny. Oh, souls were saved, folks. Souls are delivered. I thank God for what he has done. Listen, keep your hand in God's hand. God has the wisdom that we need. God has his unchanging authority. He is in heaven. He rules. Who among the sons of the mighty hand of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven. There's an army fighting for you. And among the inhabitants of the earth, and none, listen, none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? Ah, Daniel, the fourth chapter. I'm not moved by people who think their money makes them powerful. I mean, God allows men of pride to carry on their devilish evil plot, but God will shut it down. I'm talking about God. No war, no weapons. God himself has a way of shutting down the enemy's plans. Watch God. God bless you. And until, I can feel the glory of God. Until tomorrow, we will be back on air, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Continue to pray for me and my wife, Katrina. I love her. Oh, I miss her. I'm about to see her in a few minutes, and we're going to do a little dating. Oh, I'm in love. I don't know how you can get close to God and not get close to your family. Men everywhere, repent. God has something good for you. Expect your miracle. You that receive prophetic words throughout a prophecy alive, we will not fail to give God the glory. God bless you. Love you.
Love Talk Radio.